So I was asked just minutes ago by Henry, a daily user of this old social network that's actually going on that says Stumble, and it pulls up a website having to do with your topics of interest. As you would want your pastor to do, I read a devotional, and then I read the news, and so I'll occasionally get these pages that are just a page full of up. So I just want to show you a couple of what these memes look like. So this, please. This person had to label crayons. I had to write the word stop on the pavement. Had to copy the letters of the sign right next to them, and they messed it up. And one last slide. This person made a thirst place medal. Philip. He also had one job. Remember, there were 12 apostles, 12 people that Jesus assigned distributing bread to some widows in the community, but not all, and they got called out on it, and proclaiming the gospel and winning over converts to the widows in the community. But no sooner had the apostle that runs north and south between Jerusalem and Gaza of the nation of Ethiopia. So this guy is, it says, go run up alongside the chariot. And again, Philip doesn't know a eunuch, which is an interesting detail. It turns out back in the day. So he runs up next to this treasurer who happens to be a eunuch. He, you know, this person with great stature, a treasurer of a nation. He says, how can I understand it if I don't have someone to instruct? Rightfully defer to his job description. He could say, apostles will tell you about this religion stuff. One of the apostles, I'm the bread guy. So Philip could have deferred to about Jesus, starting with the scroll of Isaiah. Never sees a body of water, a pond on the side of the road. And so he says, baptized. And it is not stated, but it's implied that he could again have chosen to defer to his job description. And it's, yeah, we could do that. Or you could come to church on Sunday. But this religion stuff, no, that's not my job. And he baptized him there on the spot. And it's the exact same job. It's to be obedient. You and I have no special priestly mojo, is, especially in a Protestant church, where we believe a member of this covenanted community of God's people, one job. And that would be a beautiful place to end the sermon, but to verse 38. Verse 37 has been taken out of the text and has a cutscene when they're in the water. So Philip apparently said nothing is preventing you. There should be something preventing this eunuch from being baptized. He says, you can, if you believe with all your heart. It was his belief that what was preventing this eunuch from, but what the original story shows us, I think, is a faith exploration in that. And the church has one job of our job. And so it is my prayer for all of us that we may take